dogs and puppies romp in a park. Title card, Everything Puppies. Diagram of a doghouse titled Standard Dog Cabin. In a boutique-like workshop, a woman with long blonde hair makes dog biscuits. Her straight blonde hair is tied back in a ponytail as she rolls out dough. Nearby are bone-shaped cookie cutters. She puts the biscuits in a 1980 stove oven. She sniffs the dough. She removes the dog biscuits from the oven. An expectant retriever waits nearby, nestled in a comfy bed. Woman.
Okay, try this new batch, Bella.
Smell good, Bella?
She gives Bella a biscuit.
And you know what's even better?
It's really good for you.
Next, the woman arrives at a suburban townhouse. A sign outside reads, Picket Fence Puppies. Inside, a litter of puppies.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, sweetheart.
Hey, Maggie. How you doing, my sweet buddy?
A pregnant retriever.
Yeah, only a couple more weeks to go.
Honey.
Yeah?
Her dad points to the puppies.
The puppies seem to like that twinkle ball of yours.
Nah, forget that. What I have here is true alchemy. Pure puppy gold.
She reaches into a gift bag.
Check this out.
And gives her dad a dog biscuit. She takes biscuits to the puppies. Her dad looks at the biscuit.
Hi.
The six identical puppies clamor for the treats. Her dad comes over and kneels down with them.
Good, come here. You.
He picks up
come
a puppy.
Yeah. What you putting them?
Oh. I think I finally got the recipe right.
She hands him the recipe.
Hi.
He looks at the paper.
Oh, you really ought to try and get these into stores.
A plan.
The puppies gnaw on the large biscuits.
Look, they love them.
Now the blonde woman enters a pet store called Chew That. She approaches a woman with long, dark, curly hair. She holds up the paper with the dog biscuit recipe. Woman.
I cracked the code.
The dark-haired friend takes it. Friend.
What's this? A recipe for the healthiest, most delicious dog treats on the market? Well, they're not on the market yet, but that's where you come in.
Oh, Scarlett.
She hands the recipe back.
You remember our last pitch, right?
I remember, yeah, it didn't go super well.
Yeah, and the pitch before that?
You know what they say, geniuses are often misunderstood.
But you gotta trust me on this one. And all those products that we couldn't sell to the other stores, I mean, who carries them now?
Okay, fair.
Look, I do trust you, but your last venture into pet cuisine was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, I'll admit, vegetable-infused ice cream wasn't the best choice, but this is the real deal. Bella loves them. The new litter at my dad's went wild over them. I even brought some for Baxter and Tilly.
Two nearby dogs on a dog bed. Look expectant.
If they love them, will you partner with me on this? Come on, you're so good at branding, and I need a catchy name and a logo. Please.
Fine. Fine.
The two dogs are excited.
Fine. Okay, let's see what we've got here.
Her friend looks in the bag.
Oh, you smell good.
She takes out a biscuit. The two nearby dogs perk up. Now the friend...
Do you want to try one?
...feeds her dogs...
Do you want to try one?
...bits of biscuit.
Yes, baby. I've got one. I've got you.
They gobble them up.
Yeah, oh, I haven't forgotten you. I guess you really like those, huh? Are you smiling right now because you love them? Oh, I don't think you do. Oh.
Now Scarlett's friend works on the branding.
How do you convey nutritious and delicious in a name?
Sometime later, Scarlett and her friend approach her friend's car. Her friend opens her trunk filled with packages of dog biscuits.
I think you're gonna love this.
It looks great.
Scarlett.
Pup's palette? It's perfect. I think this is going to work.
Her friend closes the trunk.
All right.
They high five.
Let's go.
Next, they shop the biscuits around to various stores.
I'm sorry. The figures just don't work for me.
Buyer one.
Best of luck.
Buyer two.
The name and the packaging are appealing, and the ingredients are top shelf. But Pupchuck is a leading brand. Truth is, we don't have room in our stores for an untested product with no sales history. I'm sorry. Good luck.
Buyer 3.
No.
Buyer 4.
Not gonna happen.
Buyer 5.
Thanks for coming all this way, but it's gonna be a no.
The ladies are defeated. Later that evening, Scarlett's friend's house. Friend.
What a day.
Scarlett.
Tell me about it.
Her friend sits with a bottle of wine.
I just don't understand why Pupchuck has so much shelf space. I mean, our puppies don't even like it.
Yeah, Tilly and Baxter don't like it either.
Pupchuck. It's more like Upchuck.
Okay, well, it hasn't been a total loss. You did manage to convince one buyer.
You carry my product out of pity.
That is not true. You just need to keep at it until something hits. I mean, you know that Thomas Edison quote about light bulbs and failure, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. I haven't failed. I just found 10,000 ways that didn't work. I should frame that and hang it on my wall.
Okay, well, things may not be working out the way we want them to right now, but Matt still sent me over with this delicious bottle of Pinot and said that we should toast to our efforts so far.
Scarlett gets a couple of glasses.
You have a great husband.
I do, don't I?
Her friend pours wine.
A toast to Edison and his 10,000 failures.
And the light bulb. And to you and your indomitable creative spirit. Okay. Okay, what I'm thinking is that we need to cast a wider net.
We've pitched at just about every store I know of.
Actually, there is one that I thought of on the way over here that we didn't get to. It opened last year. It's called the Pause and Wellness Emporium.
Hmm, interesting name.
It's a new chain, but they're expanding nationwide.
I mean, their shelf space is probably already filled with Pupchuck.
Well, I don't know. But it's still worth a try. It just takes one yes, and then we're in business.
That's true.
A charcuterie board is on the table.
I'm up for one more pitch if you are.
Okay.
They clink their glasses again.
Cheers.
They drink their wine. The next day, Scarlett and her friend walk through a parking lot. Scarlett.
What you accomplish in life comes down to a few key moments. And I think this is one of them.
Scarlett's friend moves purposely toward the door of the shop. She pulls the door open. Friend.
Let's do this.
Scarlett enters and her friend follows. They spot a dog mascot.
They have a dog mascot named Duke.
He's playing with some kids.
Aww, that is so cute.
They approach an employee.
Excuse me.
Employee.
Can I help you, ladies?
Hi, we have a meeting with the general manager, Alex Paulson.
He looks around.
Right over there.
He points out a man and goes off.
That's it, right over there?
Yeah.
Scarlett takes in the muscular, classically handsome young man with dirty blonde hair as he chats with an older woman.
Okay. Thank you.
The employee goes off.
You okay? You're looking kind of nervous.
Oh, please. You'll see. By the end of this meeting, I'll have him eating puppy treats out of the palm of my hand.
She lifts her tote bag, hitting a bird feeder and scattering seed everywhere. Everyone stares, including Alex and the woman.
That did not just happen.
Clean up on aisle 3.
Employee.
I'll go get the broom.
Thanks.
Alex.
I am so sorry.
It's okay. Accidents happen.
I'll pay for all of it.
That's kind of you. But that's not our policy. And believe me, I've seen a lot worse.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Like I said, accidents happen.
Scarlett's friend nods.
Mr. Paulson.
Oh, call me Alex.
I'm Gina.
Gina shakes his hand.
This is Scarlett, my business partner.
Scarlett.
And
hi.
We're with Pup's Palette.
Gina opens a biscuit box.
Wow. Well, mess aside, it's nice to meet you both.
Alex takes a biscuit.
Oh, you got a bird seed.
Scarlett plucks a seed from his hair.
There you go. All good.
Thanks.
How about you both come to the office and tell me a little more about your product?
Great. Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Great.
Scarlett gives him a box of biscuits.
Watch your step.
Off to a great start, huh?
I'm so sorry. I'll pull it together.
You know, just try to keep your hands out of his hair during the pandemic.
Now in the office. Gina.
Unlike the leading brand that currently overclutters the shelf space at grocery store and pet supply retailers, there is nothing artificial in Pup's Palette.
Scarlett.
Every ingredient is the highest quality and engineered to promote strong bone and muscle growth, strengthen eyesight, and aid in brain development.
Hmm. Wow. These have been test marketed?
Absolutely. extensively.
And dogs seem to like it.
Oh, they love it.
Hmm. And where is it currently being carried?
Chew that.
Not familiar with that. Is that a chain?
No, it's a single store. It's great, though. It's the best. Gina owns it.
Oh, makes sense. Listen, I think this is an excellent product. I really do. But
you don't have room in your store for an untested product with no sales history.
That's not what I was going to say. It's just, before I make a decision, I thought maybe I'd try it out on my own puppy. See if he likes it.
Do you have a dog?
I do. A young golden named Mosey. So if you... Papa's Pound is actually what you say it is.
I'll consider placing an order.
That's amazing. Don't you think, Gina, that's amazing?
Oh, I do.
Gina leans in.
But I think we should be going before we say or do anything that might make him change his mind.
Thank you so much for your time, Alex.
The three stand.
Pleasure, Scarlet.
We'll leave you the box. I hope Mosey enjoys it.
Thank you.
Gina and Scarlet go off.
Bye. See ya.
Alex sits down with the box of dog biscuits. Scarlet returns.
Mosey.
Alex looks up at her.
Like Mosey along?
That's exactly it.
I love it. Bye.
Scarlet goes off. Next at Pupchuck headquarters. An employee in shirt sleeves hands a report to a besuited man.
Pupchuck quarterly report, Mr. Prescott.
The bald Mr. Prescott takes the report. Prescott.
We need to do something to boost this profit margin.
I was thinking the same thing.
Were you?
No.
It's too thin. Or it's going to jump all over it. We need to fatten it up. What's glucosamine, anyway?
He doesn't know.
Well, look it up.
Right.
Geez, they teach you anything at Harvard Business School?
The man checks his phone.
Glucosamine is a nutrient that supports joint health.
Does it affect taste?
It says here it's tasteless.
Then get rid of it. Cost of that stuff's gone through the roof.
But, sir...
Not up for discussion. Our priority here is what?
Fattening the profit margin.
Now you are getting it. I need you to run another report for me. Come here. Write it down. If we were to reduce the amount of food in our bags by, let's say, 2 or 3%, but we continue to increase pricing at CPI plus 1%, how would that impact profit margin?
My guess is it'd make it even fatter.
Good, because I want it as fat as that bear that won Fat Bear Week. You see that thing?
No.
Well, it was fat. Now go.
The employee goes off.
Go faster.
Now Alex's house.
Mosey.
Alex.
Want to try a new treat? Mosey, come on.
Mosey comes and grabs the biscuit.
Try this out, buddy. What do you think? Whoa.
He chows down on it.
Someone is hungry.
Alex looks at the biscuit box. The label reads, filled with 22 vitamins and minerals that puppies need most. Now back at Paws and Wellness. Alex is in the dog food aisle. He marks something down on a clipboard. He stands in front of the Pupchuck display. There are many different varieties.
It's a lot of Pupchuck.
He stares at the bags of dog food for a moment. Then he takes out Scarlet's card. Pup's palette, Scarlet Townsend, owner. Now at Scarlet's workshop. Scarlet.
You wait right here. I'm not done with your spa treatment.
She pats her dog, then answers the phone.
Hello?
Alex.
Scarlet. Hi, it's Alex Paulson, general manager of Paws and Wellness Emporium.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to tell you that Mosey absolutely loved Pop's palette, and we'd like to place an order.
Scarlet hugs Bella.
Scarlet, you there?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Sure, an order. We can do that. How much were you thinking?
Well, how soon can you deliver 100 boxes?
Scarlet makes a face. Later that night, the workshop. Gina.
Oh, Scarlet, why did you have to tell him tomorrow?
Scarlet, they make biscuits.
A few extra days would have made this a little more manageable. I just wanted to seem official, you know?
She puts another tray in the oven.
100 boxes. Yeah, no problem. We'll get that to you. You know, we're a real company.
Hey, we are a real company now.
Yeah, we are.
They slap hands.
You know, if this works out, we're gonna need to staff up. You know, and get some more equipment.
This is so exciting.
Yes.
They roll out dough.
You know what else was exciting? The thing I noticed between you and Alex.
What thing? Oh, don't even. Sparks that flew when you two locked eyes were like 4th of July fireworks. Please. He likes you. Trust me. No, it didn't even seem to matter that you destroyed his display of birdseed.
Oh my gosh, that was so embarrassing.
Okay, fine. I'll admit, he's sort of good-looking.
Sort of? Oh, okay, no disrespect to my husband. You know I love Matt to pieces, but... Hey, Alex is just... He's just... different level attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's probably got loads of girlfriends, so he's not the kind of type I would date anyway.
We did just meet the guy.
But beyond his looks, I mean, he's polite and friendly. And unlike your ex, actually employed.
Okay, just because Jeremy didn't have a job didn't make him a bad guy.
But Scarlett, let's face it. You don't exactly make the best choices when it comes to men.
I mean, time and again, you've dismissed what may have been the right one and gone with the wrong one. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're right. I thought I could trust him. I thought a lot of things about Jeremy that were wrong.
So don't be afraid to take a chance. It's often where you find true love.
The next day at Paws and Wellness. A customer buys Scarlett's biscuits. Benny.
Check it out, Loz. It's flying off the shelf.
Alex.
Hi, Pa.
Hi, Pa.
They high five. Meanwhile, at Puppy's Palette, Scarlett signs for a delivery. Scarlett.
Just right inside the door would be perfect.
She checks a text from Alex.
He wants to meet for coffee? Why do I feel like I'm getting nervous? How about Little Victory's 8 a.m.?
She looks at the message on her phone. Alex replies, it's a date.
A date? It's not a date. Is it?
Gina.
It's totally a date.
Scarlett.
It's a business meeting.
In the shop.
Okay, fine. Then it's a date disguised as business meeting.
Do you really think so? I mean, we're just going for coffee.
Well, my first date with Matt was at a coffee shop.
Oh, how romantic.
It was, actually. Yeah, but what was romantic had nothing to do with the coffee. No, it's when I realized how genuinely interested he was to know every little thing about me. And the way that he looked at me, it was like no one else existed. I'd never been on a date with someone that was just so focused on me. It's like he was savoring every minute. He never even checked his phone once. No, he told me after that he knew right from the beginning that I was the girl of his dreams.
Mm-hmm. You know, really, that sounds special.
So remember, Scarlett, when it comes to relationships, never settle for anything but the absolute best.
Yeah.
They pinky swear. The next day, a coffee shop. Scarlett and Alex sit at a table. Scarlett.
No, it's true. You're looking at the Illinois state record holder for the longest ride ever.
Alex.
You're serious?
Peoria to Chicago, 173 miles.
No way.
You can look it up.
I mean, how'd you do that?
I don't know. Youthful determination? I was 16. My friends thought I was crazy. Maybe I was crazy, but I raised $17,000 for the animal shelter. I was more proud of that than the ride itself.
Amazing. You know, I wouldn't have pegged you for a unicycler, though.
Oh, then you do not know me at all. If it is unusual, unique, something most people can't do, I am all over it.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
How did we get on the subject anyway?
My fault. I'm just asking way too many questions.
Yeah, would you cut that out?
Sorry, I'm just genuinely interested.
In what exactly?
In you.
Do you need to get that?
Alex puts his hand on his phone.
I can wait.
So we should
probably talk business, right? I mean, that's why we're here, isn't it?
Yeah, let's get into it. I'd like to double what I ordered last time.
Double? You're kidding.
No, I'm the GM. So my job is to supply what the customers want.
Scarlett smiles.
I'd like to speak with our regional manager and ask her if she'll hear your pitch.
Yeah, I would really appreciate that, Alex.
Don't mention it. Cheers.
They clink their coffee mugs, then drink their coffee. Now Scarlett and Alex exit the coffee shop. Scarlett.
Thanks again for everything.
Of course. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. So, where are you off to?
Oh, I go to this rock climbing gym on the weekends. I'm just gonna head over there right now.
Wow, rock climbing. So I'm not the only one into unique hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really therapeutic. Keeps my mind off everything. Gets me really present, you know, in the moment.
It's also a really good workout.
I worked out earlier. I like to get my exercise in early so the rest of the day is dedicated to work.
Even on a Saturday?
Even on Sunday. It's just us running the business. It's the only way to get ahead.
Well, I hope I'm not being too forward, but do you want to come with? I mean, you're totally dressed for it.
Take time to celebrate your wins?
You know what? Maybe work can wait a couple of hours.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I want to give rock climbing a try.
I think we should do it then. Come on, let's go.
Scarlett and Alex head off together. Now at the rock climbing place, Scarlett and Alex stand at the base of a wall.
This,
Alex,
is my happy place.
Scarlett.
You don't do this on real mountains, do you?
Sure, yeah. I go out camping as often as I can. Just to kind of restart, you know? Can I grab this from here? Thank you so much.
He takes a tie line.
You know, I go climbing, hiking, fishing. You know, it's just really nice to detach for a while, just completely immerse yourself in nature. It's good for the soul, you know?
I think I would have a panic attack if I was away from work for too long.
Well, I believe in a work-life balance. Who knows? You might even find being in nature, well, you know, it might actually feed your creativity. You want a demonstration?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, chalk your hands up like this.
Alex chalks his hands.
And get a good hold, like so.
He starts to climb.
And then away we go.
Remember to use your legs.
Wow, you're really good.
One last move.
He reaches the top.
All right, that's it.
Woo, way to go, Alex.
Alex slides back down using toe holds and the tie line.
That was impressive.
Scarlett puts a hand on his muscular arm,
sorry,
then removes it.
No worries. But now it's your turn.
Okay.
Okay, first, I'd like you to loop this, and you're going to feed it right through the red loop, both
like
red
this?
Loops. Yeah, just like that.
Scarlett fastens her tie lines.
I'm going to belay you.
What's that mean?
Well, if you fall, I got you.
Oh, so I'm putting my life in your hands.
Well, rock climb requires you trust your partner.
That sure is asking a lot. I mean, we're just starting to get to know each other.
Trust me, Scarlett. I got you.
Scarlett walks over to the wall. Scarlett looks back.
You got me?
I got you. All right, Scarlett. Away you go.
Scarlett starts climbing.
Right here.
Foothold.
I think I like this.
You're doing great. Keep going.
She reaches the top.
I did it.
You did. Congratulations. That's great. All right, now I want you to hold the rope and push off the wall with your feet.
You want me to let go of the wall?
Don't worry, Scarlett. I got you. You can trust me.
He's got me. I can trust him.
Scarlett looks down. She lets go with one hand, then the other.
There you go.
She leans back and starts to slide down the wall. She reaches the ground.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
That was incredible. You did great. So, do you want to try a different route, or do you have to get back to work?
I think I have time for one more.
Now that's what I like to hear. All right, let's go.
Another day. Paws in Wellness Corporate Headquarters. In an office, a dark-haired woman behind a desk answers a call.
Yes? Alex Paulson is here to see you.
Oh, great. Just give me a minute and then send him in.
She takes out a mirror and checks her makeup. Alex comes to the open door of her office. He knocks.
Come on in. Please, have a seat.
Oh. Alex takes a seat.
So, what brings you up to corporate, aside from wanting to see me?
Alex.
Well, I just want to bring a new product to your attention.
What is it?
It's a dog treat called Pup's Palette.
A new dog treat. Mm-hmm. Not very exciting.
Well, to dog owners it is. I just put a little shelf space aside in my store, and it's doing really, really well. My own pup loves it. And the women behind the business started because they actually care about the health and well-being of puppies.
Puppies don't spend money, Alex.
Well, in my store, the owners are spending it on Pup's Palette. Look, I'm just asking you to hear their pitch, that's all.
Sure. Why not?
Great.
Look, I'm not one to mix business with personal matters, so let's just shelf the business for now. You've been very distant lately.
Sorry, I thought we agreed that, we're gonna step back from this relationship for the sake of our friendship and you know, for working together.
That was not my takeaway from our last conversation. I thought we had a good thing going and I agreed we should, you know, slow things down, but I don't think either one of us, like, was definitive about ending things. Yes?
Your 10 o'clock conference call is ready when you are.
All right, I'll be right with them. Listen, I have to jump on this call, but I would love to get together to talk. You know, I think it's pretty clear that I'm not ready to move on, and if you are, that's fine. But I would love to talk it through.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Okay. Mm. I already made us a reservation anyway, so that's perfect. Thank you, Alex. Mm-hmm.
Alex gets up. He exits the office, now at Picket Fence Puppies. The puppies frolic in the yard. Scarlett approaches her dad with a box of biscuits. Scarlett.
Hey, Dad.
Dad.
Oh, hi, honey. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought I'd stock you up.
Oh.
They sit down in Adirondack chairs.
Hi.
Scarlett picks up a chubby puppy.
Paws doubled their order, so we've cranked production into high gear. And we're looking to lease some new equipment.
Oh, honey, that is great news. I think that this is going to really take off.
Yeah.
But the poggles might need
a puppy chews on pink goggles.
Yeah, looks like I need to go back to the drawing board on that one. Because dogs need UV protection, too, you know.
The puppies chew on the doggles.
How's Maggie doing?
Well, you know, she's been a bit more lethargic than usual, but I think she's okay. I'm keeping a close eye on her.
Okay. I think I'll go sit with her for a bit later. Hi.
Scarlett cuddles a puppy.
Okay.
Bye.
She puts the puppy down. The puppies run around playing. One runs off with the pink doggles. Now Scarlett visits Maggie.
How you doing, sweet girl?
A pregnant retriever.
Yeah, creating new life must really tucker you out.
Scarlett strokes Maggie.
Bet the joy you'll bring into this world.
Now at Alex's house. Alex.
Hey, Mose. You want to go for a run, boy?
Yeah.
You ready for a run?
Oh, so am I. Okay, here we go.
Alex attaches the leash.
Let's go. Come on. Come on.
You can go by the dog park, too. Come on. Good boy.
Now they're out running.
Okay, I know you love the park. We're almost there.
Come here.
Now at the busy dog park.
He's alone.
No, he's not. Alex sits down on a bench. Scarlett sits nearby writing in a notebook. Alex.
Come here often?
Scarlett looks at him. Scarlett.
Alex, hi.
Hey, Scarlett. Oh, mind if I sit?
Of course.
Thanks.
He sits on the bench.
Did you bring Mosey?
I did.
Which one is he?
He's right over there.
You got him from Picket Fence Puppies, didn't you?
I did. How'd you know?
I never forget one of our pups. As a matter of fact, I think I was there when he was born. Jack Townsend is my dad.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
He's great. So puppies is a family business.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I actually designed this dog park. Planning to expand it in the spring, so just brainstorming a few ideas.
She sketches a diagram.
Wow. You got a lot going on.
I also invented 27 new dog toys and accessories. Have patents on 6, the rest patent pending.
What are you, like the Leonardo da Vinci of the pet world, or what?
I think that's a bit of a stretch, but I appreciate the compliment.
Now, you're certainly prolific.
Oh, looks like Bella met Mosey.
Ooh. Bella's your pup?
Mm-hmm.
Bella sits on a hay bale.
So are they from the same litter?
Different parents, a couple weeks apart.
Hmm. Looks like they're already fond of each other.
Yeah, I think they are.
They nuzzle each other.
You know, it's sort of serendipitous I ran into you here.
It is?
Yeah. I got some good news. I was going to see if you wanted to meet up tomorrow so I could tell you in person, but might as well tell you now. I managed to get you a pitch meeting with the regional manager, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Scarlett hugs Alex enthusiastically.
Even though I don't have an excuse to ask you out, do you think you still might want to do something?
Depends. What do you have in mind?
Later that night. Alex, Scarlett, and the dogs are at an outdoor movie screening in the park. Scarlett.
This is pretty cool. Feels like we went back in time.
Yeah.
Alex.
You know, they've been holding screenings here in the springtime every year since my parents were kids.
Did you come here growing up?
Alex eats popcorn.
Yeah. My parents are movie buffs. So whenever they showed a classic screening here in the park, that was a Friday night.
I love that.
Scarlett pulls out her phone.
What are you doing?
You're gonna miss the movie.
Gotta reply to one of my suppliers.
Right this second?
Nothing works unless you do. That's Maya Angelou.
Yeah, she was a genius, but I don't think she meant that exactly. Work-life balance.
Let's give him a try.
Okay. Yeah.
Scarlett puts her phone away. The next day, Scarlett's at work in her shop. She sits at her desk typing on a bright red laptop. Scarlett answers her phone. Scarlett.
Hey, Dad, what's up? Okay, slow down. What's wrong with Maggie?
Bella perks up.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Later, Scarlett and the vet have arrived at Jack's place. The vet.
This pregnancy has been harder on Maggie this time.
Jack.
Her energy, she's been really tuckered out lately.
I'm going to do a sonogram so we can get a closer look.
Looking exhausted, Maggie lays on the examination table while the vet checks her.
I think I figured out why she's so fatigued.
Bella.
Why?
1, 2, 3, 4.
The vet looks at the image on the screen.
5, 6, 7.
Counting puppies.
8, 9, 10. That'll tucker anyone out. I'll run her blood work back to the lab just to get everything checked out, but I think she'll be fine.
Thank you for coming so quickly, Dr. Mitchell.
Whenever you have any concerns, call me, okay?
You had us worried, sweet girl. You're going to be just fine.
Later, Scarlett and Gina are meeting with Michelle in her office at Paws and Wellness headquarters. Michelle.
I like it. You do? I do. It's about time we inject some new life into the pet treats.
Scarlett and Gina smile.
So I'll tell you what, I will start it out at 1/3 of our 72 stores, and if it moves, we will distribute Pup's Palette regionally.
Scarlett.
Yeah, we would love that. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if it does well, we could be looking at a nationwide rollout.
Gina.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad Alex brought it to me. He was a real advocate for you two.
We love Alex.
Yeah, I do.
Michelle looks at Scarlett.
I mean, we do.
I don't actually mean love, love, like in a romantic way. What I meant to say is we love his enthusiasm and just general personality.
And we should go. You know what? Because I'm sure Michelle has a very busy afternoon ahead of her. So thank you again so much. You're not going to regret this. Bye.
Gina and Scarlett exit. Michelle makes a face. Now Michelle makes a call.
Alex.
Yeah, I just saw the pitch and I placed an order for 24 stores. Oh, they were excited, all right. Listen, for dinner, what do you think about Maddie?
Scarlett.
Really appreciate you guys getting here so fast.
Gets a delivery.
Thank you.
At Puff's Palette.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Alex appears.
Oh, big day, huh?
Just getting all the new equipment. Can't tell you how excited I am.
Well, I got you something.
Ooh, what is that?
Take a look.
Alex hands Scarlett a bag. She reaches inside and pulls out a chef's hat.
Just like the chef said cordon bleu wear.
Scarlett puts it on her head.
How do I look?
You look great. I mean official.
Thank you.
She pulls off the hat.
Do you want to come inside and see how I set up the operation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's check it out.
They go inside Pup's Palette headquarters.
Welcome. This has always been my design studio, but it's also perfect for this operation.
I really like it.
I'm adding fans for ventilation, an industrial scale kitchen over here, and a packaging assembly line over there.
Great space.
And all of our ingredients for the next month are express shipped. Mm-hmm. And with the equipment I've leased, we'll definitely have the capacity to handle our current orders and a good amount of growth.
Well, that's important because I think you're going to keep growing. And I'll be right there beside you.
They look at each other, sharing a moment. Then they step outside.
Right against the back wall would be great.
Scarlett directs a delivery man. Alex.
Amazing how this has taken off. I'm really, really happy for you.
Scarlett.
I think this calls for celebration. Besides, I owe you for all your help.
Work-life balance, right? Celebrate our wins.
I'd love to take you for dinner tonight.
Oh, I'd love to, Scarlett, but I have a prior obligation. It's with Michelle.
Michelle, the regional manager?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you two had a thing.
We're just getting together to just talk things through. That's all.
Oh.
But maybe we can get together tomorrow night.
I think I'll be pretty busy getting this place all sorted out.
But maybe I can help?
No, you've done enough already. Gina and I have it covered.
You sure?
Yeah. I appreciate all your help, Alex. I really do.
Scarlett goes back inside. Later that evening, the restaurant. Alex and Michelle sit at the bar. Michelle.
It's not as good as the 2018, but it's not bad. What do you think?
A glass of red wine in front of her. Alex.
Pretty good?
Not too oaky.
No, I don't think so. I'm no wine connoisseur, though, so.
I recently did a vineyard tour in Napa. It was fabulous. Maybe we could do that together sometime.
Oh, you know me. When it comes to the outdoors, I prefer to rough it. I guess I haven't matured to wine tasting quite yet.
You'll get there.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is really nice, Alex.
Yeah, it is really nice.
No, I mean this, us.
Oh. Michelle, listen, this is really nice, but I need to be honest with you.
Let me guess. You don't want to be tied down right now.
Why would you think that? You know that's not me at all.
You don't think that I see the way women look at you? Most of them would do anything to date a guy like you. And yet you're still single.
Abruptly, Michelle gets up.
Michelle, what?
I think it's best I leave. I thought there might be something between us worth pursuing. I'm sorry I put you in this position, Alex.
Michelle.
Michelle goes off. The next day, Paws and Wellness headquarters, Michelle's office. The man from Pupchuck appears in the doorway. Pupchuck man.
Hello, Michelle.
Michelle.
Paul.
Paul enters.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this surprise visit?
Paul.
Well, I caught wind that a certain competitor is trying to move in on our turf.
If you're referring to the new brand of dog treats, yes. We're going to make a little bit of room on the shelf in a third of our stores and just see how it goes.
I'll tell you how it's going to go. It's not going to go at all because that's our shelf space.
You'll still have the vast majority.
But I want what we have now, every square inch.
Paul, be reasonable.
Michelle, this impacts me personally. I mean, this hits my bottom line. Pupchuck is my bread and butter.
Do you even know what's in it?
Well, I know what's not in it. Glucosamine.
What?
Listen, I'm a numbers guy. It's a food for dogs. It sells well. I really don't care what's in it.
You know this business, Paul. There are new products being introduced all the time. You've got to figure out a way to keep your customers happy or they're going to take their money elsewhere.
Do I need to remind you who owns Pupchuck?
National Provisions.
Yes, one of your largest suppliers. I'm sure you're aware.
What are you saying, Paul?
Look, Michelle.
Paul sits down in front of the desk.
Between you and me, I've seen how the execs at National Provisions react to threats. They're not afraid to sic their attorneys on the little guy. And then, next thing you know, maybe there's something in those dog treats that the FDA wants to take a closer look at. So they pull all the products off the shelf until an exhaustive investigation is concluded, and, well, that could take weeks, months, maybe even years.
Sounds like you're making a threat yourself, Paul.
No. I'm just passing along information to a friend. Well, it's good to see you, as always.
Paul exits Michelle's office. Michelle opens her laptop. Now at Pup's Palette headquarters, Scarlett is at work making dog treats. Trays of treats sit on cooling racks.
Hey, hi.
Gina enters. Okay. Scarlett.
You sure you have time for this?
Oh, yeah.
Gina.
This point is all hands on deck.
Gina puts on an apron.
Orders to fill, and Matt's got the store covered, so.
Great. The team is on their way. Let's get started. So we're going to shred the apples, shred the carrots, make the dough. Oven is all ready to go.
Perfect.
Correct?
Let's do it.
Now Alex's Paws and Wellness store. Michelle appears at Alex's office.
Michelle.
Alex.
Hi.
Michelle.
Alex, we need to talk.
She takes a seat.
Look, if this is about last night, there's more to it that I wanted to explain. What I wanted to say was, I actually have feelings for someone else.
Oh.
And I'm not totally sure about how she feels about me, but I just want to see how it goes, so that's why
It's Scarlett, isn't it?
Yes.
Alex, this isn't about us.
It isn't?
No. I'm here to discuss business. I need you to remove Pup's Palette from the shelf.
Why? I mean, it's flying off the shelves.
Pupchuck is the best-selling pet food that we carry.
It's the only pet food we carry.
We have a relationship between Pupchuck and National Provisions that I can't afford to upset, so I'm canceling the order.
No, you can't do that. Now, Scarlett and Gina just leased a bunch of equipment, and they're actually fulfilling one of our orders right now as we speak.
You know, there is a clause that stipulates the agreement can be voided within 72 hours.
Michelle, that's not fair.
I'm sorry, Alex, but I need you to remove Pup's Palette today. I'll call Scarlett and Gina myself and let them know.
Michelle gets up and goes off. Meanwhile, at Pup's Palette headquarters, everyone's busy making dog treats. Scarlett.
I actually asked him to dinner to celebrate, which is so unlike me.
Gina.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Carries a fresh tray.
But he turned me down.
Of dog treats.
What?
To the cooling rack.
Well, I thought things were heating up between you two.
Yeah,
so did I.
Well, then why did he turn you down?
He had another date. With Michelle.
The regional manager that we pitched to?
Uh-huh. Turns out they dated. He downplayed it. Said they just had a couple of things to talk through, but
Am I naive for believing him?
Well, why would he tell you that if it wasn't true?
Maybe he's more like Jeremy than I thought.
No, I don't think so. He's being transparent. And that's a good thing. Most guys would just tell you that they're busy.
Gina puts another tray in the oven.
What if he's the type of guy that likes to date around? I mean, you've seen the way women look at him.
He just doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. I'm not saying that you're guard down. I mean, you've been hurt before.
Yeah, I'm gullible. It's a fault.
No, you're trusting. You take people at their word until they prove otherwise. And that's the way that you want to be. No, I think that Alex is an honest guy.
Yeah, I think so too. Thanks for the advice, Gina.
Well, what are friends for?
If I'm being honest, I think I'm starting to really like him.
Well, there's a lot to like.
There really is.
Scarlett answers her phone.
It's Michelle.
You know what? She's probably calling about the order. Tell her we're ahead of schedule.
Hi, Michelle.
Michelle.
Good morning, Scarlett.
We are on track to fill the order by Friday, maybe even a day early.
That's what I'm calling about. I have some unfortunate.
Next, Scarlett arrives at Alex's store. Scarlett to Duke.
Not right now, Duke.
She approaches Alex.
We need to talk.
Benny.
Let me look into this, boss.
Thanks. I'll just talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
Benny goes off with some product. Alex.
I tell you, you spoke to Michelle.
Yeah, I spoke with Michelle.
Yeah, she wanted to tell you personally. I was gonna come by right after work and see you.
I can't believe this, Alex. I trusted you. You said you had my back.
I do have your back. Look, I am sorry. I tried to stop it, but it's out of my hands, Scarlett.
I'm on the hook for the new equipment and all the ingredients.
I know.
I hired 3 new people, Alex. I gave them my word. Even if I go broke doing it, I'm paying them for the month, work or no work, because I keep my word, unlike Paws and Wellness Emporium.
Alex pulls out his phone.
I have a shipment emergency I have to deal with. I really want to sit down with you and talk this through. Can we speak tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Listen, we're going to figure something out, all right? I promise.
Alex goes off. Later, picket fence puppies. Gina arrives. Jack.
Oh, hi, Gina.
Gina looks out the window.
Thanks for coming.
Scarlett's laying on a blanket on her back.
She's been laying out there a while now.
In the grass.
It's not at all like her.
Gina stares out the window at Scarlett.
I know we'll snap her out of it.
Puppies! Puppies! Come here.
A passel of puppies charge outside. One pauses on the threshold and goes back in. The puppies run to Scarlett. They start licking her face. She sits up. Gina comes out.
Hello, there's that smile.
Hi, Gina.
Gina kneels down on the ground beside Scarlett.
How are you feeling?
I've been better.
Scarlett holds a puppy in her lap, stroking it.
Okay.
Gina picks up a puppy.
It's time to get up. You're coming with me.
Where are we going?
On a jog.
A jog?
Yeah.
Gina holds out her hand. Scarlett takes it.
We just need a creative
Scarlett
spot.
Stands.
I get all of my best ideas when I'm out running. And you desperately need to get those endorphins pumping. So come on. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah.
The puppies follow them inside. One picks up a corner of the blanket Scarlett was laying on and drags it with it. Now Scarlett and Gina jog through a park. Scarlett runs ahead of Gina. Gina.
Scarlett! Scarlett! Wait.
Scarlett stops.
Okay, I think I have an idea.
Scarlett.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay. We need to pivot.
Pivot?
Yeah, it's a basketball term. I know it's a very overused business buzzword, but in this case, it might actually work.
Okay, explain.
Okay. So Paws and Wellness Emporium, they won't put Pups Pilot in the stores, right?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, but they never said anything about outside of the stores.
I don't follow.
Okay, what if we set up a booth in front of the store and we bring in some of your dad's puppies and we conduct a taste test so customers can see firsthand what an amazing product we have? You know, they say the customer is always right, right?
So think about it. If they see a bunch of customers interested in our product, they're going to feel pressure to put Pop's Palette back on the shelf.
This is a great idea.
You think?
I do.
You see? I need an idea and I go for a run. Works every time.
I already have a vision for the booth.
And I can take care of the signage, so...
Let's do it.
Later, Pop's Palette is set up shop outside the Paws and Wellness Emporium store.
Pop's Palette, premium puppy nutrition.
Alex watches Gina and Scarlett hand out samples.
Puppy nutrition. I am the founder of Pop's Palette.
Yeah, please sample. Like us online, and you can order from us too.
For you.
A little bit of information.
Do you want for you? We are a local business.
Alex puts on his jacket and comes outside. Alex.
Morning, Scarlett. Morning, Gina.
Gina.
Oh, hi, Alex.
So, what's this?
Scarlett.
Well, we're showing Paws and Wellness Emporium why their decision to pull us from the shelves was ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Ah, I see. I'm not really sure if this sort of thing's allowed out here.
Oh, really? Well, who's gonna stop us?
Well, not me. But I was hoping maybe we can go about this in a more conventional way.
Oh, so you have a conventional idea that'll get us back our shelf space?
Not yet, no. But I am working on it.
Well, we can't sit around and wait for conventional inspiration to hit us. We have bills to pay and a business to save.
Fair enough.
Wow. I really like what you've done here.
He picks up a box of treats.
Oh, you do?
Marketing and promotion guru right here.
Very clever.
Thank you.
He puts the box back on the shelf.
All right, well, I'll get out of your way.
Yeah, you do that.
A customer approaches holding a biscuit.
Oh, we're not stocking on the shelves right now.
Alex goes back inside.
Gather around, everyone.
What we're going to do now is conduct a taste test between Pop's Palette and the leading brand.
A crowd is gathered. Alex pulls out his phone to video.
Remember, the blue bowl is our competitor, and red bowl is Pop's Palette's healthy treats.
Scarlett holds two dog bowls. She sets them on the ground. The puppies are released. They charge out from behind hay bales. All the puppies crowd around the red bowl. The blue bowl is ignored.
Well, there you have it.
Gina.
Pretty unanimous, I think. Puppies prefer Pup's Palette. So we have some more brochures on how to order from our website.
Yeah. Is it good?
The puppies clamor over each other and gobble down the treats. Now Alex texts the video to Michelle with the message, "Show this to execs." Michelle replies, "They're busy. Your store, you handle." Alex.
Fine. I'll show it to them.
Pause at Wellness Headquarters. Michelle.
I asked you to hold my call.
Reception.
I've tried, but Paul Frasca from PupChuck insists he speak with you.
I bet I know why.
A rep of his said there is an incident unfolding at the Paws on 10th Avenue.
You should get down there.
Okay, tell Mr. Frasca that I am on my way, and I will call him once I assess the situation.
He's on his way there now, too.
Wonderful. Then I'll see him there.
Now in the Paws and Wellness Headquarters parking lot, Alex gets out of his car. He looks at the large building.
And you can find
Meanwhile, that. Michelle arrives at the store. Michelle.
I'm sorry, Scarlett and Gina, but you're not permitted to sell your product outside our store.
Paul is with her.
Oh, we're not selling anything. We're just promoting our
Paul.
Business. Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to promote your business here either.
Not without a single event license.
And I'm assuming you don't have one of those.
Actually, we do.
Scarlett shows the license on her phone.
Even with the license, this is private property, and you need permission from corporate, and that I know you don't have.
So. Back at Paws and Wellness Headquarters, Alex approaches the reception desk. Alex.
Hello.
Receptionist.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, I'm here to see Mr. Dunbar.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but this is very important. I'm the manager of his 10th Avenue store.
Hmm. Oh, he has a 30-minute slot available June 7th.
That's over 3 months from now.
He's usually booked 6 months out.
Okay, could I just please get his email?
Here's his executive assistant's email.
She hands him a card.
Email him, and he'll forward it along to Mr. Dunbar.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Alex turns away from the reception desk. A security guard nods at him. Alex nods back. Alex exits. Next, back at the store, a cop.
Ordinance DR-27 of the Swanson County Business District prohibits the sales and or promotion of products on private property without a license and express written consent from the property owner.
Scarlett.
Please, officer, we're just a startup and we're running low on
Gina.
Funds.
Very low.
Any extra expense could shut us down for good.
I'm sorry, ma'am. The law
Paul.
Is the law.
Amen, officer. Can't just let people do whatever they want. Otherwise, we'd have anarchy.
And who are you?
Paul Frasca, director of sales of Pup Chup.
He shakes their hands.
Oh.
Michelle.
I'm sorry, Scarlett. I admire the effort and the taste test was a nice touch, too.
Wait, you weren't here for that.
Oh, Alex sent me a video.
She plays the video.
It's a good thing he did, too, or he'd be taking some heat for allowing you to pull this little stunt.
Scarlett and Gina look at each other. The cop tears off a ticket and hands it to Scarlett.
All right, shall we?
Michelle, Paul, and the cop go off. Now Paul exits Paws and Wellness headquarters. Later that night, Gina's pet store. Scarlett stares at the computer screen. Scarlett.
My cards are maxed and my bank accounts are in the red.
Gina.
Yeah, we definitely spent more than we anticipated. But we did get some online orders today.
How many?
Oh, let me see.
Gina comes over and looks at the screen.
7 boxes. That won't pay the fine. I can't believe Alex reported us. I thought I could trust him.
Well, I'm sure we'll get some more orders through. I mean, we talked to a lot of people today, and maybe you could talk to Alex.
Gina looks at her phone. She puts it down.
It's him right now. Why don't you answer it?
Him and I are finished, and I'm not ready to have that talk. Let's face it, Gina, Pup's palate's finished too.
Now Scarlett's back at Pup's Palette headquarters. Alex appears outside at the door. He knocks on the glass. Then Alex enters. Scarlett turns toward him. Scarlett.
What are you doing here?
Alex.
Well, I came to talk to you.
Wish you had let me know you were coming by.
Well, I tried, but you won't answer your calls or respond to my texts, so I figured I'd come here to talk to you.
There's not much left to talk about.
Scarlett, I want to help.
You don't. I knew better than to trust you instead of relying on myself.
What?
I know you're the one who got her booth shut down. You told Michelle.
I sent her the videos and asked her to send them to the executives.
So you could wipe your hands clean of any involvement and keep yourself out of trouble.
No, that is not what I meant to do.
And when they showed up, you were nowhere to be seen.
Scarlett, look, I drove
to
corporate.
No, I get it. You don't want your work-life balanced lifestyle disrupted by anyone or anything unconventional.
What does that mean?
You got your rock climbing, your camping, your nature time, your movies, but when it comes to work, you're not someone that's reliable.
Not someone that's reliable?
No. You're not, and you have to be if you want to achieve any kind of success.
Success by whose measure? You know what? Forget it. I'll let that go. You're upset, and I think you're just trying to start an argument here.
Maybe I am.
Oh. All right, then. Well, maybe
if you didn't always focus on work so much and weren't so intense and obsessive about it,
you get better results.
Obsessive? That's what you think of me.
No. Look, I'm sorry. That's not what I think of you, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Listen, Scarlett. All I'm saying is if you want to get some things done, there's just different ways to go about it.
Alex, my whole life is collapsing. If I don't come up with a lot of money soon, I'm at risk of losing everything I've worked for. Do you know what that feels like?
All right, Scarlett. Just hear me out.
No, okay? I can't. I just need some space to figure things out on my own. And one more thing. I don't want to speculate on what may have influenced Michelle's decision, but if she thinks there's anything between us, I want her to know she's mistaken. I think you should go.
Sadly, Alex turns and leaves. He looks back over his shoulder at Scarlett, but she faces away. Later, Alex's place, Alex is bathing Mosey. Mosey sits in the kitchen sink. Alex squeezes shampoo on Mosey's fur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He lathers the shampoo.
You'll be so clean after this.
Alex.
You know you can trust me, right, Mosey?
Now Alex dries Mosey with a blue towel. He rubs Mosey's floppy ears.
Dry those ears off. There we go. Whoa. Looking pretty clean there, buddy. Drying off nicely.
Now Scarlett's bedroom. Miserable, Scarlett lays in bed. A stuffed puppy is on the pillow beside her. Bella jumps up on the bed, encouraging Scarlett to get up.
I'm not ready to get up yet. In fact, I don't think I'm going to get out of bed at all today.
Okay, fine. Come on.
Bella runs off and Scarlett gets out of bed. Scarlett goes down to the kitchen. She picks up a box of Pup's Palette dog treats. She opens the box and looks in.
None.
Next, she opens a cupboard. Looking in the cupboard, she drops her shoulders, deflated. She pulls out an old bag of Pup Chuck. Scarlett turns to Bella.
All I've got is this old bag of Pup Chuck. Can you believe before Pup's Palette, they used to only stock Pup Chuck?
She empties the kibble into the bowl.
And they still do.
Scarlett kneels down on the floor, setting the bowl in front of Bella. Bella's uninterested.
Go on.
She sniffs the kibble and turns her nose up.
Go on, one bowl won't hurt you. You'd rather not, huh? I don't blame you. Let's go get you some
Bella food. Stands, putting the bowl on the counter. Now at Alex's place.
Hey.
Mosey with an empty box.
Is that from the recycle bin?
Alex bends and picks up the empty box of Pup's Palette dog treats.
Wow, you really like those, don't you?
Mosey looks up at Alex expectantly.
You want some more, don't you? Well then, where are they?
Now at Jack's house, the kitchen. Jack prepares two mugs of coffee. Jack.
Been a tough stretch, huh?
Scarlett.
More than you know.
Well, maybe I could put together a small one.
That's sweet, Dad, but no.
He brings the mugs over to the island.
It's my responsibility.
He gives Scarlett one.
I should have chosen a safer career path. Could have been an animal rights attorney or taken any job that was more financially stable.
An attorney? Working for someone else? That's not you. You're a free spirit, just like your mom was. The type of person who sees things and says, there has to be a better way. Trust me, you're doing exactly what you should be doing. Your passions align perfectly with your talents. And sweetheart, that's rare. I only have one suggestion.
What's that?
Go a little easier on yourself. You've been pushing it for a while now. And just remember, there's a lot more to life than work. I am really proud of all you've done. And your mom would be too. But at the end of the day, we just wanted you to be happy.
I know. I love you, Dad.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Jack embraces Scarlett.
Maggie.
They run into the living room.
Oh.
Maggie lays in her bed. She's produced a couple of tiny puppies. Scarlett takes a video on her phone of three tiny puppies suckling.
Makes me so happy.
Jack kisses her head.
Oh, Maggie.
I'm so proud of you, Maggie.
Now there are four puppies.
Oh, good girl.
Maggie licks the fourth puppy. Jack and Maggie look at the puppies. Now at the Paws and Wellness store, Alex and Benny peruse the shelves. Benny.
Heard through the rumor mill, Popchuck is looking to sign a long-term exclusive with Paws and Wellness Emporium.
Alex.
Would you hear that?
My sources, boss. Okay, Duke told
Duke,
me.
Duke, the mascot.
Duke.
Hugs a boy.
Yeah, okay. He was up at corporate and overheard Michelle talking to the Popchuck guy. He's going to present a contract to Lee Dunbar at the executive meeting this week.
Okay, I can't let that happen.
Mm-hmm. Alex goes off. Later that evening, Jack's house. Alex approaches the front door. He waits on the doorstep. Jack comes to the door and opens it. Jack.
Hello.
Alex.
Good evening, Mr. Townsend.
My name's Alex. I got Mosey from you.
Oh, yeah. You sent me some photos of Mosey a few months back.
Yeah, I did.
That was kind of you. How's Mosey doing? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. He's doing great. But this isn't about Mosey. It's about your daughter.
Didn't you want to come in?
Alex enters and Jack closes the door behind him. Next, they sit at the kitchen island with coffee.
Scarlett told me she'd met a real nice fella who'd bought one of our puppies.
She did?
Oh, sure. In fact, she's talked about you quite a lot lately. She seemed to really like you. But that sure changed in a hurry.
Yeah.
In the driveway, Scarlett gets out of her car. Noticing another car in the driveway, she makes her way to the front door. Scarlett carefully opens the front door. She overhears her dad talking.
Well, with her business going so well one minute, then crashing the next.
Scarlett slips inside.
Of course, Scarlett's been through a lot. And that fine for the booth was excessive.
I know. No, and I've already submitted an appeal to the county to get it waived.
Scarlett slips off her jacket and quietly hangs it up.
Listen, Mr. Townsend.
She closes the closet.
I just want you to know I'm here for two reasons.
And eavesdrops out of sight.
First, I think your daughter's product is incredible.
Leaning against a wall.
I believe in it so much, I'm willing to go around my boss and take it directly to the CEO. I already tried to talk with him the day that Scarlett's booth was shut down, but he is a hard man to get a hold of.
Well, it sounds like National Provisions has a monopoly on shelf space, and your bosses protect that for them. Mm-hmm. How are you going to change anyone's mind?
I have an idea. But Scarlett won't talk to me. So I'm asking you to talk to her for me.
Scarlett listens.
That's a possibility, I suppose. So, what's the other reason you stopped by?
Well, that's a little more personal. And I just want to say, since you're helping me out, my intentions are completely sincere. The truth is, I've never met anyone like your daughter, sir. She just has this beautiful glow to her. Her energy is infectious.
Scarlett smiles to herself.
Whenever I'm not with her, I can't stop thinking about her. I know she's not happy with me right now. But I'm just hoping she just gives me a chance to make it right.
Scarlett steps out from behind the wall. Scarlett.
I'm thinking about it.
Alex turns to look at her.
Well,
Jack holds up his hands, then pats Alex on the shoulder.
I'll give you two some privacy.
Jack gets up and goes off. Alex stands and faces Scarlett.
Scarlett, you put a lot of faith in me, and I should have been a better partner.
No, you were right. I shouldn't have gotten on you about work-life balance. I could use a little balance in my own life. I'm sorry I got on you about it. I was really emotional and jumping to conclusions. I was totally out of line.
Do you think we could maybe take another shot at this?
Another shot at what?
Scarlett, you got me. I'm all in on this. I'm all in on us.
I'm all in on us too.
Scarlett and Alex embrace.
What was your idea exactly?
We're going to go crash the executive meeting.
The next day, Paws and Wellness headquarters. Alex and Duke the mascot approach reception. They reach the reception desk. The receptionist looks up. Receptionist.
Good morning.
Duke waves a paw.
Hi, Duke.
She smiles.
We're here to see Lee Dunbar and the executive team.
They're in a meeting.
Yes, that's why we're here.
Duke nods.
I don't have a message from Mr. Dunbar about any additional participants.
Well, that's because it's confidential. You see, they're thinking about replacing Duke Cares, the company mascot.
Oh.
Duke rubs his eyes sadly.
Oh, they're considering a ferret named Ralph's.
A ferret?
I know, right? Some of the executives aren't keen on the idea either. That's why they called us in. So if you could please just keep it quiet. The press has been, you know, sniffing around. We don't want this to leak out. As you know, Duke's a really big hit with the kids.
Of course. Secret safe with me.
She zips her mouth.
Go on, Aaron.
Duke and Alex head toward the meeting room. The receptionist motions the security guard to let them by. They continue on toward the meeting room, passing Michelle's office. The door is open. Michelle.
Alex?
Keep going.
Michelle comes out.
Alex, what are you doing?
Alex and Duke turn toward her.
I need to speak with the executive team.
They're in a meeting.
In the conference room, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Alex, you can't go in there.
Alex and Duke enter the room.
Good morning.
Mr. Dunbar.
We're here to review the latest proposal from PubChat.
All execs are gathered around the table.
Paul, the room's yours.
Well,
Paul.
I think everything in the proposal is kind of self-explanatory. So if you just turn to page 3.
They look up to see Duke and Alex.
Let's do this.
Oh, yeah.
Duke takes off his head, revealing Scarlett inside the costume. Scarlett.
Hi.
Paul.
Excuse me, we're in the middle of a meeting here. How can we help you?
Dunbar.
Actually, Mr. Dunbar, sir. I think we can actually help you.
Paul stands holding the contract.
Now, if I could just get your signature.
I'm listening. Mr. Dunbar, sir, my name is Alex Paulson, and I'm the general manager of your 10th Avenue store.
And I'm Scarlett Townsend, the founder of Pup's Palette Healthy Treats.
Seriously, if we could just put an end to this clown show and get back to
this. I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Dunbar.
Scarlett hands out pamphlets.
This is the nutritional information, which is miles ahead of any other brand. One serving promotes 100% of the 22 most essential vitamins and minerals a puppy needs.
And when our store sold Pup's Palette,
Alex hands out pamphlets.
It outsold Pup Chuck 3-1.
Well, I'd like to see the numbers to verify that.
Then why was it pulled from the shelves?
Well, sir, I think that's a question for someone else in this room.
All eyes are on Paul. Now in Scarlett's store, chew that. A display of Pup's Palette boxes. Scarlett watches a video on social media that someone posted the day of the taste test. She sends the video to Scarlett.
You're seeing this?
In the boardroom, the execs are watching the video. Alex.
You believing this?
Exec.
Is this your video?
No. No, I think it was posted by someone who was at your booth.
They hashtag Pup's Palette and Paws and Wellness.
Scarlett.
And best dog treats ever.
The receptionist watches. In her office, Michelle watches the video. In the store, Benny and the real Duke watch the video. At home, Jack and a puppy watch. Jack. Dunbar.
Paul, have you seen this?
Back in the boardroom. Paul.
Well, I don't trust social media.
Takes off his glasses.
And look, our relationship with Paws and Wellness Emporium is strong. And to re-up our wonderful partnership, I just need you to sign this contract, making PupChuck your exclusive provider. I mean, the numbers work, Lee. You're not gonna find a retail profit margin as healthy as ours with any other product, guaranteed.
Well, you make a good point, Paul.
Dunbar holds a box of Pup's Palette.
But we gotta ask ourselves, what's more important? A healthy profit line?
He turns the box to face the other execs.
Or a healthy puppy? These?
He picks up the box.
They even smell good.
In an office somewhere else in the building, a dog perks up. He scampers out of the office, down the hall, and into the boardroom. Dunbar stands as the dog approaches.
Bibby, what are you doing here?
The dog jumps onto the board table, walking to Dunbar.
Didn't you smell these from all the way down the hall?
Across the table. Dunbar gives the dog the treats. Paul is unhappy.
I think the customer's clearly spoken.
Dunbar strokes his dog.
Hi, Paul.
Scarlett and Alex high five. Now Scarlett and Alex leave the meeting. Paul follows behind. Paul.
You two think you're pretty clever barging in like that.
They turn toward him.
But this isn't over. Not by a long shot. Nobody muscles Pupchuck off the shelf. You'll be hearing from me.
Scarlett.
Here's where you can reach me.
Gives him her business card. Alex.
Well, we have to get you back to work. You have a lot of shelf space to fill.
Alex and Scarlett continue on their way. Paul stares at the card and goes off. Now at Pup's Palette headquarters.
I've been working since I was a teenager to create something like this.
Scarlett.
It's literally a dream come true.
Alex.
Oh, you certainly deserve it.
Checking out the production area.
Best part? Dogs across the country are healthier than ever.
Staff are hard at work.
You know what I love most about you?
Making biscuits.
You're the rare business person who genuinely cares about doing what's right above all else.
Maybe it'll catch on.
I hope so.
Alex checks his phone.
I have a delivery. I gotta go.
He pockets the phone and goes off.
See ya.
Bye.
Passing Gina on the way.
See you, Gina.
Gina.
Bye.
Bye.
Paul exits the shop. He pulls on his jacket as he walks. As Alex goes off to the left, Paul enters the shop unseen from the right. Paul looks around, impressed.
Wow.
Scarlett spots him. Scarlett.
Well, well, well.
Paul.
Paul Frasca, director of sales at Pupchuck. Nice to see you both again.
You might remember him as the guy who shut our booth down.
Gina.
Of course.
Oh, days gone by, as they say. Anyway, I wanted to congratulate you both on your tremendous success. This is quite an operation you have going.
I'm sorry, we have a big shipment to send out. May I ask why you're here?
Oh, I suppose I should get right to the point.
Paul sets his briefcase on the work surface and opens it. He pulls out a fat contract.
This is a business purchase agreement.
He holds it out to them.
Excuse me?
Scarlett takes it.
We'd like to acquire Pup's Palette. Now, before you say anything, why don't you have a look at page 7? You'll see at the top the amount that we're willing to pay to purchase your business.
Scarlett and Gina look. Gina.
Well, that's a big number.
Indeed it is, but we also think fair based on the quality and the popularity of your product.
What's the rest of this say?
Oh, the rest of it just consists of legal machinations that effectively create an ironclad agreement for a buyer, us, to acquire the ownership from the seller, in this case you, at the agreed upon purchase price. Thereby, upon signatures and transfers of funds to the seller, the buyer takes full and complete control of your business, including all intellectual property in perpetuity.
I'm no legal expert, but does that mean you can change the name? The recipe, even?
Well, I mean, it does mean that Pup's Palette is ours to do with whatever we wish. And if we find ways to cut costs, sell more product, boost our profit margin, well, we will. After all, we are in the business of making money.
Scarlett closes the contract.
Thank you, Mr. Profit-obsessed executive.
You can just call me Paul.
But I think we'll keep our product in the hands of people who prioritize puppies over profit.
Scarlett and Gina look at each other.
But you see what we're offering, right?
You heard her. We're not selling.
Scarlett hands the contract back. Paul takes it. He picks up his briefcase and exits. Scarlett looks at Gina, who smiles. 6 months later, Pup's Palette headquarters. Scarlett mixes blue liquid in a bottle.
Ooh,
it foams
oh
over.
No. Bella, that was not supposed to happen.
Bella sits up wearing pink doggles. She paws the doggles. Alex enters with Mosey on a leash. Alex.
What in the world is my beautiful fiancé up to?
Scarlett.
I'm working on a temporary, all-natural, biodegradable, and washable colored dye for Pepper.
She wears a lab coat and rubber gloves.
Why?
Why not?
You know what? You do you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to go? It looks like you could use some time in nature.
I think I'm going to need a couple of minutes. What do you think, Bella? She agrees.
A little later, outside the shop, Alex tosses some bags in the back of his pickup.
There you go.
He closes the tailgate. Then the dogs are loaded into the back seat of the cab. Alex holds the door open as Scarlett climbs into the front passenger seat. Then Alex gets in the driver's seat. Next, Scarlett and Alex take a stroll through the Paws and Wellness store. They pass the Pup Chuck display. Alex.
We still have to carry it, so. But look at this.
A pup's pallet display. To an employee.
We're going to be back on Monday. If you need to reach me, just
don't worry.
Employee.
We got it covered. You two enjoy yourselves.
Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Scarlett.
See you on Monday, Duke.
Scarlett high-fives Duke.
Hi, Pa.
Then Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Duke waves as they exit. Then he does a little doggy dance past the pup's pallet's chew bones display. Later that night, a campsite. Scarlett sits by a fire. Two tents are set up. Alex.
Hello, guys.
One tent for the dogs.
Thank you.
One for the humans. Alex takes a seat beside Scarlett at the fire. They each have a glass of wine.
Cheers.
They toast, then Alex leans across and gives Scarlett a kiss. Mosey and Bella sit comfortably in their doggy tent, which is illuminated by LED lights. A string of warm LED lights surrounds the campsite. Alex and Scarlett sip their wine by the fire. Credits.